Hey man, did you see that new Joker trailer?
No, I just saw that there was one today, and to tell the truth, I kind of forgot about you just said it.
What'd you think of the first one?
I thought it was overrated.
Okay.
I think it was good because Joaquin Phoenix is such a fabulous actor. I think he carried the movie.
Then it highly borrowed slash stole from Taxi Driver
Taxi Driver.
and the King of Comedy and stuff like that. So it was almost kind of like once a hit is always a hit. And as long as you don't hit that third rail, you're gonna be all right. And
Yeah.
then if you didn't like the Joker stuff or whatever, or comic book stuff, you could go for the movie about this comedian or this man that got treated wrong by society and he flips out and turns on it. He could have had makeup or not. So it worked on so many different levels. But it also kind of could keep it from being great too, because it's not really dedicated to anything. But when you kind of slap a skin of a potential very popular famous character on top of a decent story, it could have went either way.
Yeah.
It could have been a great movie and it could have been a hot mess. And for some, it was either a great movie or a hot mess. I haven't really heard too many people that was kind of like had no feelings about it. I enjoyed it for what it was. Yeah, I just knew it was trying to do a whole bunch of different things and it was just kind of, but I thought it was kind of funny because they were talking about how like it was gonna rile people up and start all this anarchy and all this other kind of stuff. I'm like, no, everybody treating everybody wrong and people getting pissed off, that's gonna set people off. This little movie
Yeah.
here, don't give yourself that much credit.
Yeah.
Because he ain't saying anything everybody ain't feeling already or already have
Exactly.
an issue with. So to even try to put that on, I was thinking like they just gonna use it as a scapegoat if anything jumps off, because believe me, it wouldn't have been because of that movie. It'd been some other stuff, the reason why it would have jumped off. But they was already trying to get that narrative together that if
Yeah.
anything went off, not that people had a reason to be upset or hurt or rebelling, it would have been because of that damn Joker movie, as opposed to society not treating its people right and people getting tired of the mess.
Yeah,
That
yeah.
that's what would have erupted a riot. That would have been it, not the Joker with a reskinned story that's already been told before.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he tried to, I feel like he tried to be, Todd Phillips tried to be so deep, and I was just like, I don't know, when artists try to be deep, sometimes to me it comes off as fake. You know what I mean? It's like you're trying to go for that auteur look. You know what I mean? That it's like he's trying so hard to be like, oh, I'm a film auteur, and it's just like, dude, just tell the story you want to tell. When you're trying so hard to be deep, then it just, I don't know, it seems very shallow to me, and that's what I got from him. Like, when you really analyze the movie from someone who likes to tell stories as a movie teller, it didn't pass the muster for me as a story. So,
That's fair. Like I said, it was kind of all over the place. The moments that really stood out was the moments that directly took from something else.
yeah.
I thought it was interesting that he decided to put the Joker skin on it. That was kind of slick to do that, to retell the stories that he loved. Like I said, you could see his sketches in a way. You could see how he got there. You see why he did it, and you could be deep and just be, not necessarily equipped to express it right. Because I would say Jordan Peele, like he's deep. He got heady horror films and stuff like that. But he figures out a way or a balance to do that without, showing his line work. It's like, oh, this is well polished and he has nuances and he knows how to tell this without saying it. He could be inspired by something but not exactly tracing it. So a skilled person, can do that without, like in medicine, sticking it in a candy bar. And others, and I think part of the thing, reason why that movie was kind of, if it felt kind of like he's really trying to prove something, it's probably because he's not known for those kind of movies. And so he want people to take him serious. And sometimes you overcompensate by trying to, show what you can do, when all they want is just a good trick or a good story. And all the stuff that's in your head about, I'm gonna show them, like I'm edgy. Like, if you're edgy, this is going to put you out of how you are as a person or your normal swag about you. It's going to look like a clown suit. And so it's almost like being confident, and I'm going to walk this way, tell it the way I want to tell it, and be confident in it. But when you're trying to overcompensate, you know, people, you kind of smell insecurity.
Yeah. No, you know what? That's the best way to put it right there. I kind of, I was just going to say right before you said that, I kind of feel like there were points where he was like developing the film when like deep in his heart, he probably said, oh, this is what I should do. You know, this is the way the story's going. And then he goes, and then he said and said, no, but then that wouldn't be edgy enough. I need to do this, or I need to end it this way, or I need to, you know, it needs to end with the top spinning and no one knows what the, you know what I mean? You know, it's just like, dude, just like, that's not what makes the film edgy. What makes the film, what adds the depth is the subtext and the layering. Right. I'm not trying to like, oh, let me put a slick ending on it or a slick, you know what I mean? It's just like,
right, you're trying to outsmart your audience, but at what cost, you know, just write a slick story, but don't, you know, like I said, I knew what I was watching when he stepped into the refrigerator.
Yeah.
That scene, that had nothing else to do with nothing. He just stepped into the refrigerator. End scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you're going to go there, you better try to work in some kind of way to get some kind of explanation or some insight to what that means.
Directors shouldn't be trying to fool their audience. They should be letting their audience discover the depth. Put the depth there in the subtext, but it has to be enough for them to discover it on each consecutive viewing. Oh, look at that. I didn't catch that first time. But when you just put stuff that makes people go, oh, what was that supposed to be? And like, it's some obtuse thing that, you know, you put in there, and like, the only way someone's going to figure it out is if they either are in your head, or they sat down and had a conversation with you, or they listened to an interview with you. It's so obtuse that people aren't, no one's going to get that. Like,
yeah, especially if there's nothing else to kind of back it up. Like I said, you got to get some more breadcrumbs or something, or if it's going to lead to a dead end where you know nobody's going to understand, don't put it in there. That's like having a realistic drama, then all of a sudden the guy just lifts up off the ground, flies off, and you'd be like, wait, what?
Exactly.
Like, what was that scene for? So you're saying it was in his head? Are you saying it's an alien invasion movie? What is it supposed to mean? Is this his subconscious trying to get out of the situation because he can't take life anymore? And that's him thinking that he's, you know, leaving this earth because he can't take it? Is it like a suicide attempt? You don't know. And it's kind of like, if the rest of the movie isn't like that or have any things that's going to kind of lead you to know what's going on, it looks crazy. And it's not slick. It's confusing.
Yeah.
And so I don't mind going for a ride, and I don't mind watching something a couple times to kind of understand what's happening. But if you just drop me off in the middle of nowhere and think that's cute, no setup. It's not cute.
Yeah. No setup. No. Yeah.
At least give me a flat tire, a pump, and you know, you know, and a bike that I could put together with a wrench or something. Let me build my escape. Let me build my way home. But don't drop me off there with no, you know, a tire and a toothpick and be like, there you go.
Yeah. And audiences want it. They want to build the bike.
Right.
Like, they want to build the bike. But if you just drop them off and you didn't give them the pieces, you didn't do anything. You're not slick.
Right. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
And trapped.
Exactly.
It's interesting.